Chapter 4. Use Applied Faith. Faith is your awareness of, belief in, and harmonizing with the universal powers. You should not simply have faith, you must use it. No doubt you have heard and read numerous definitions of faith, many of which involve religious convictions. For the purpose of this chapter, your own spiritual beliefs are not important, except that you will learn to put them and much more into daily practice. Faith is a state of mind. For it to be useful to you in achieving lasting success, it must be an active, not a passive faith. Active faith is the process of relating yourself to the vital forces of the world, which I call infinite intelligence. Understanding infinite intelligence. It is impossible to have active, applied faith without a positive, definite belief in a supreme being. There are many approaches to gaining such a belief. Observation, experimentation, feeling, prayer, meditation, and thought all are legitimate paths. You learn things by seeing their effects or by accepting the statements of people you trust. In your search for knowledge about infinite intelligence, you may search within the external universe or within yourself. The external world. Thinking people have always seen evidence of infinite intelligence in the external world. Every process of nature is orderly. The sun does not rise in the east today and the west tomorrow. Natural law endures and obtains everywhere. Such order, such continuing adherence to law, clearly implies intelligent planning and definiteness of purpose, ample evidence of infinite intelligence. As Tennyson wrote, "The sun, the moon, the stars, the seas, the hills, and the plains, are not these, O soul, the vision of him who reigns?" Look at the wristwatch on your arm. You know that your watch did not come into existence without the aid of organized intelligence. And you know that in this case, the particular intelligence was a human one. You know equally well that this human intelligence did not originate in that single mind, but that it was merely an instrument expressing the force of the natural order of the universe. You could take that watch apart, put the pieces in a hat, and shake them about. Never in a million years would they, or could they, reassemble themselves into the smoothly functioning machine called a watch. That process requires deliberate, organized intelligence with a definite plan. Like a watch, the universe simply could not exist as it does without being the product of an infinite intelligence. The internal world. You have many senses which allow you to evaluate the external world: touch, sight, hearing, taste, smell. But you also have senses which put you in touch with another reality. The beauty of a mastermind alliance is that it puts you in touch with the creative powers of others, connecting mind to mind, opening the subconscious of each member to the power of infinite intelligence. Your conscience is a tool which puts you in touch with these forces. Similarly, when you engage in prayer, you explore this internal world. The power of these experiences have shaped human history again and again. The still, small voice that whispered to Saul of Tarsus changed the shape and direction of Christianity. The spiritual convictions that drove Mahatma Gandhi affected not only India, but the approach to social and political changes across the globe. This ability of the human mind to discover, embrace, and disseminate fundamental ideas and concepts is further proof of our ability to enter into a definite, positive relationship with infinite intelligence. You can enter this relationship and adapt it to your purposes in life. This is accomplished by applied faith.